Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, if you just joined us, Paul Watson from England recapped the top story, red linked on Infowars.com for folks. Because we got a drudgereport.com, they're linked to our article on Mark Dice, with folks in California thinking it's racist that John Boehner says he doesn't like Mexican food because he's a Yankee, doesn't like spicy food. People are obsessed on if someone doesn't like Mexican food. Meanwhile, we've aborted 53 million babies in this country. It just shows the total disconnect. But for folks that just joined us, recap what I believe is the most satanic thing I've ever seen. Because true Satanism isn't a guy running around in a Baphomet outfit having sex with a bunch of cheerleaders, as Hollywood sells it to make it look popular and fun. It is inverting evil and saying it's good. It's inverting good and going, it's loving and good and wonderful and the best thing in my life to kill my baby. I'm keeping a picture to remember how fabulous it was. You know, this is the greatest day in my life. That is true Satanism, whether this woman knows it or not. But obviously, she probably just read the script they gave her. She sells abortion all day to young women. You can see the abortion seductress who sells this to young women. This gives you a bird's eye view into the true snake basket that these facilities are. Paul Watson, you've got the floor with your comments.
This was a counselor at a New Jersey abortion clinic who got pregnant, didn't tell her partner that she was pregnant, decided to have the abortion, decided to film part of the procedure, put it on YouTube and write a cosmopolitan piece about it. And as you can see from the video, she's smiling during the procedure, she's giggling, she's humming, she's saying, I'm a lucky girl, this is cool, this is like I'm giving birth. It's a big celebration of killing a baby. And just remember the story we covered not so long ago, which was that the remains of aborted babies are now in the UK and other countries being used as incinerator waste to literally power hospitals. So literal Soylent Green type activity using dead fetuses, dead medical waste from abortions to power hospitals and other facilities in many countries of Europe. And of course, you mentioned before the break, the University of Melbourne study, which was a couple of professors that came out and basically said a baby, a newborn baby, is not a person. It's not morally wrong to kill them, and then we should encourage people to do it after birth. Literal infanticide, which countries like Pakistan and China are routinely condemned for, and rightly so. And you had two major professors at the University of Melbourne calling for that to be implemented in the West.
Keep going.
Then we had another story, which was, of course, as I mentioned before, the Kermit Gosnell situation, which again was, it was routine that they were killing babies after botched abortions, after they'd already been born, they were still alive, viciously mutilating them. And who knows how prevalent, how common that is. And from a medical perspective, Alex, there was a study that just came out of Johns Hopkins where, and this came out just last month, women who have abortions are 180% more likely to develop breast cancer. So this big thing about the right to choose as a health right for women, it's actually putting them at far greater risk of developing breast cancer.
And by the way, that's been known for 50 years, and it increases cervical cancer, uterine cancer, ovarian cancer. Your body, will terminate a pregnancy if it needs to in almost all cases. And that's the way mammals work. If you terminate it artificially, your body says, hey, I need to bust a cap in this lady. I mean, your subconscious brain, your whole engineering says, you know, something's wrong, and you basically start dying. Paul Watson, you've done a great report. I know you've added a lot of links to it. What you get at Infowars.com, Breitbart wrote the story. Picked it up. It got picked up by Huffington Post and others. When you go to Infowars.com, you get all the links to give you the big picture of how it all ties together. Anything else you'd like to add, Watson, on Ukraine or anything else?
That's it, I think, Alex.
All right, thank you, Paul Watson from PrisonPlanet.com. We'll be right back with world news and more. Stay with us.
chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
I'm sick of how the big drug companies are keeping men from fixing their ED without pills. Matt Cook here from GetEDSolutions.com, and I've helped thousands of men fully recover from ED without pills, pumps, or supplements. But the big drug companies collect $5 billion in revenue from sales of ED medications. They don't want my message to get out.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend is very happy.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
If you're one of the 52% of men who suffer ED, you must go to my website at GetEDSolutions.com and watch an instant web class that shows you how to get rid of your ED forever from the privacy of your own home. That's GetEDSolutions.com for an eye-opening web class you can watch instantly. You'll never be the same, and your wife or girlfriend will thank you because you are smart enough not to just believe the big drug companies, but to find out the truth about ED at GetEDSolutions.com. That's GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your wooden door frames are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with a Door Sentinel. Protect your home now at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com for a special limited time offer. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered Mother's Day flowers yet, visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. Her flowers are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Babies incinerated to heat UK hospitals. Soylent Green, ladies and gentlemen, is made out of people.
But now children are literally being passed through the furnace in order to fuel hospitals in the UK. They're being sacrificed on the altar of efficiency and prosperity.
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
The powdered flesh from dead babies. Some people believe they can cure disease.
Because of its enormous popularity, Soylent Green is in short supply. Remember, Tuesday is Soylent Green Day.
The supply of Soylent Green has been exhausted. You must evacuate the area.
The federal court ruled that the shareholders of PepsiCo, big Bilderberg Group company, are not allowed to know what they're using the baby parts for in the flavoring, but we already know. So enjoy the flavor.
We're going to get the real solution, which is going to be a combination of death panels and sales taxes.
I'm consistently pro-death. I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular suicide. I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving.
Is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade up in medical costs? But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
They told me to say that they were sorry, but that you had become unreliable.
Is this the kind of society that you want to live in? Any kind of society that would do this to its children will do it to its senior citizens. It will
do it to its dissidents. That kind of society will also eventually turn on its police, on its army, on its prison guards, on the Quislings and the collaborators who make that possible. This is nothing but a suicide cult.
The scoops are on their way. The scoops are on their way. I repeat, the scoops are on their way.
You will find out why Soylent Green means life. You will find out why Soylent Green means death.
We gotta stop them!
That is the secret of Soylent Green.
Soylent Green is people!
They'll be breeding us like cattle for food.
Now, if you just joined us, we're well into the second hour here today. Larry Elder is going to be joining us in a kind of talk show host to break down how do we beat the race card system that the socialists and globalists are using with the case of Donald Sterling and other morons. He'll be joining us for 30 minutes. We'll continue with phone calls and news into the third hour and a bunch of special reports from Cinco de Mayo that has been turned into, in many cases, kind of a globalist anti-American holiday where American flags are not allowed to be in view. So we went out and have four different powerful reports followed from everybody from Darren McBreen to Zachary Jackson to Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs to Leanne McAdoo. So that's all coming up. We also have another report filed at the big Operation Shield police state takeover in Boston that happened a few days ago. Dan Bedondi covered that. It was on the nightly news last night. Some of these reports have not even aired yet, so we'll premiere them here. Obviously, I've got a lot of other news to cover on Ukraine, the economy, the Democrats. We're going to get to it all right now. But if you just joined us, we played that Soylent Green piece where fiction meets reality. Because there's a chilling video being promoted by the Huffington Post, Think Progress, and other White House-connected groups. This woman filmed her abortion to show other people it doesn't have to be scary. And the woman says it was, you know, just a gift. She kept the picture of the baby. And she felt so loved. It was like giving birth. I mean, this is the abortion cult. And that's what people are calling it online, even on Democrat websites. They're going, this is really creepy. This is cult-like. If you look at the photo on the front page of InfoWars.com for Cosmopolitan for women, I mean, it literally looks like what you'd expect if aliens came to Earth, pod people, they would act like this woman. She's got that same Heaven's Gate, Hell Bop, Looney Tune look in her eye. I just love it. But it's beyond that. She is a person that sells abortion for a decade. On her bio, she's a counselor that tells you to have the abortion. She goes, it's easy, it's fun. Oh, baby, oh, I'm a pretty girl. It's fun, a big deal. It's like giving birth. Look at your beautiful body. You can have the baby. It's like having birth. You're going to have the baby forever. We'll give you a picture. It's like going, you went to the pound and got a little puppy? Take a photo in the parking lot and then strangle it. And then you keep the picture of the puppy. I mean, it is just beyond cult level. These are parallels. I'm not saying she's an Hellbop. I'm not saying she strangles puppies. I'm saying these are the parallels I have in my mind. The video is on InfoWars.com. Woman celebrates her cool abortion on YouTube. And it is without a doubt the most satanic thing. It is more satanic than just in the way it's presented. Then Nazis in black uniforms with naked women with babies in their arms shooting them in the head. Because the Nazis are wearing death skulls. They're wearing black uniforms. The women are begging and crying. They're clutching their babies. The women know it's evil. The women know it's corrupt. They're clutching their babies before they're shot with Lugers and machine guns. You ever watch those film footage? The Nazis are very proud of it. In fact, a lot of it's filmed in Poland and Ukraine. How you like your women herded into a pit and you're clutching your children. We can put the naked image. You type in naked women shot by Nazis. And it's just shots of hundreds and thousands of women lined up. But this is openly satanic. This is black uniform skulls. This is a death cult having a satanic ritual. In fact, the Nazis called the SS the cult of blood and the cement of blood. And they liked it. But see, you know how to face a man in a black uniform with a skull cap on. You kill him. That's an enemy. You go kick their ass. Excuse my French. There's no other word to describe it. This is a little woman going, oh, I like it. It's fun. We're not threatening. This is 21st century evil. Creeping, slimy, lip-smacking demon. A narcissist nobody. All into their own pleasure. All into their big fat bonuses they get. That's how those work for more women in there. Oh, it doesn't hurt. There's no medical problems. No complications. Just get the abortion. It's so easy. You don't want to have a baby. They never tell you there's Catholic and other groups that will pay you $30,000 to $50,000 after you have the baby and will put you up in a nice place, pay for everything to have the baby and give it up for adoption when there's more people wanting to adopt every year than there are people actually aborting. That's why everybody I know, including David Knight, my parents, almost every Christian family I know has South Korean and Chinese babies. Because there's a need, when a mother couldn't have children anymore, to have more children, a motherly instinct, and you don't want to wait 4 years, and you're not racist, so fine. You'll save an Asian baby who'd be aborted or thrown out on the street. And so you pay, back when we did, $100,000 26 years ago to get my sister from South Korea. Or David Knight paid the equivalent, I don't know, a lot, and went to the Chinese orphanage where his daughter was almost starving to get her. There's people lined up around the block to take your baby. They're not going to tell you you could get 30, 40, 50 grand. And then always the line from Planned Parenthood, and I told you this before it was on the news, you see these black and Asian, this is on video, why are they black and Asian? It's kind of like in the movie The Budapest Hotel. Why blonde? Because they were. The point is, in the videos, black, Hispanic, Asian, you name it, some white, but mainly black, Hispanic, Asian, people saying, nobody wants these black babies, these ugly black babies. I've heard that over and over again. The truth is, there's people around the block for the black babies. And they've got the liberal black groups, Al Sharpton, lobbying that whites not be able to adopt blacks. They're so racist, they'd rather a black baby be chopped up than somebody get a black baby. They don't like Hollywood stars getting black babies. They want them dead, dead, dead. More black babies killed by abortion than born. There's the headline. CNS News. I mean, this is all pure evil staring us in the face. And you got Ukraine going on, you got the economy, you got the police state. All of it is because we won't admit evil when we see it. By the way, I'll let you in on a little secret. You can pretty much go to medical doctors, and if there's any chance of a complication, they'll give you an abortion. It's not an abortion. They just phrase it, oh, you know, what about the woman's life? It's called a medical procedure. It's all definitions. What about first trimester? Well, if you people weren't licking your lips about all this and celebrating it as a satanic holiday like they do at the Texas Capitol on video, protesting the Christians, literally chanting Hail Satan, national news last year, you could argue, and I don't agree with this, but you could argue, okay, August first trimester. But that's not what it's about. It's about reducing population. And these ignorant women, no one will tell them. Don't you see those billboards that say, abortion, pregnant, need help? Call this number. No one will tell women, except those billboards, that there are Christians all over this country that give money to make sure your kid doesn't get killed. And I can't tell you how many people, how many friends of mine are adopted. How many people I know that go on to have great lives that were adopted. And all I can say is, let's give life a chance. Let's start valuing humanity. Let's start treating it like it has value and not hailing Satan. Because if we say nobody has value, then we don't have value. How we treat others is a reflection of who we are and how we're going to be treated. Or you can just jump in the fire of Satan and get into it because you're afraid of the evil. You decide to join with it. So that's the bottom line. The people perish and the children perish for lack of knowledge. Instead of paying $500 for a taxpayer-sponsored abortion, because they're getting matching money for that, you could have gotten $40,000, kept your conscience clean, and not gotten cancer.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's yours truly, Alex Jones.
Larry Elder is coming up in the next segment. This video will save a lot of children's lives and expose the abortion cult for what it is, a eugenics death cult founded by David Rockefeller's father and Margaret Sanger. Then they ran over and started the Nazis as well. Just look it up. It's a fact. Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, 100% funded at its opening by the Rockefeller Foundation. Woman celebrates her cool abortion on YouTube. Abortion clinic advisor wanted to treasure special memory. Get the video out to everyone you know. We have the testimony at the Capitol in Texas where they're chanting, Hail Satan, for Satan. They need the sacrifice for Satan. And it just goes on and on and on. Very important videos up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Before I get into the Ukraine situation and then our next guest and then the huge news dealing with the Republican Party and the Democrats and how important 2014 is, it is everything. To quote Matt Drudge, you notice I didn't plug anything last hour, and I even skipped a network break. That's how we pay the bills. That's how out of control I am to get so obsessed with covering the news that I just can't quit talking. And really, most talk show hosts would plug something every segment, a sponsor or a product. We could do that, actually fix all our problems. The problem is I can't control myself. So when you hear me plug products, you need to buy them. They're all excellent. The best water filters, ProPure, 10% off. The G2 filters, the whole system, blows away the competition, or I'd carry the competition. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, the best supplements, Supermel Vitality, naturally supercharges, libido, exercise, everything for me. You've heard the rave reviews. Silver Bullet, great colloidal silver that we developed with a major firm. The Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, the Fluoride Shield that's a chelator, detoxes a whole host of things. And when you go and buy from us via free will, when you shop with the good guys, you're funding an operation that will tell people on over 160 AM and FM stations that something I don't hear anywhere, not even a conservative or libertarian radio, that women don't have to have abortions, that there's groups that'll pay for your pregnancy and then out beyond it and work to get you a job afterwards and adopt the baby out or keep the baby. You know, we're a platform that really hits the enemy hard. We are pro-life in everything we do. We believe in justice. We believe in children. We believe in women. We believe in men. We believe in the truth. We want justice. And we are willing to do whatever it takes. And we appreciate your prayers. If you can't buy the products or the magazines it costs to get the word out or become a PrisonPlanet.tv member for $5, $5.95 a month and share your membership with people, up to 11. Doesn't matter. Just spread the word about the broadcast. That's the end game, is reach more people. Tell your friends and family. Tell your church. Get out of the box. Get out of your comfort zone. We are going in hardcore, ladies and gentlemen. We're going in 110%, hair on fire, committed. We appreciate your prayers, most importantly. But it is so essential to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the pro-gun t-shirts, the anti-globalist t-shirts, we have the widest selection of non-GMO heirloom, open pollinated seeds. We carry like 10 different brands, huge spectrum from fruit tree seeds to just the whole deal. We've got everything there. The widest selection, the lowest price, guaranteed. We have the lowest prices and work with the major developers of these to sign contracts to sell it at the lowest price we're allowed to. InfoWarsStore.com in the seed center. It's all about life. Non-GMO seeds to be self-sufficient. Plant your summer garden, your late summer garden, your fall garden, and support the InfoWar so we can support the seeds of the future. The enemy is going to take over, folks. That's pretty clear. But out of that great darkness is going to come will be the new renaissance and the new enlightenment, the new awakening. And so we have to be pre-positioned, telling the truth, exposing what's happening, becoming self-sufficient, waking up as many as we can so the crash landing is as soft as possibly can be. InfoWarsStore.com, you go to the main page, you can see our latest items, the latest products we're carrying, Police State, the book put out by WorldNet Daily, 1776 Part 2, the new magazine, new tabletop water filtration systems, the Lung Shield, new InfoWars Life product that's so amazing. Leanne McAdoo up there wearing the Moan Labe shirt that I designed that is just, I think, off the charts and our bestseller ever. We now have women's shirts made in America for only $24.95. Usually a T-shirt made in America now is like $40. Okay, I mean, the shirt costs us like $14. It's got gold foil on it, designer. 1776 belt buckles, made in 1776.com. Your support, Midair Refueling, is what makes it all possible. Thank you all for your support. We're going to come back with Larry Elder, Ukraine, and so much more.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What do you think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking their hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
Hello, this is Steve Schenck. Why do police go undercover and why do countries send out spies? Simple. If you can guess from intelligence what the other guy is doing, you have the battle won before it starts. Let's see what intelligence we have about your food situation. We're having the worst disasters ever. Storms, earthquakes, floods, and terrible drought. Half our population needs food stamps and other subsidies to afford their food now. Prices have just hit their all-time high, with more terrible costs coming. Your food and now your water are being sold to other starving countries. Still, one-third of our corn goes to expensive gas instead of feeding livestock and people. What few dollars you have, China expects to devalue to uselessness. If it's possible to get the most of the best food and freeze the availability and cost before it disappears and is unavailable, you don't dare miss the opportunity. Go to myfarminabox.com or call 855-918-3663. That's myfarminabox.com or 855-918-3663.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, CBS News is reporting that California is moving to use those tracker boxes that are in all the cars to tax you by the mile. Gee, that's why the Department of Transportation lobbied globally to have a universal adoption all over the Western world from Australia to the U.S. 15 years ago. I covered it back in the late 90s. Now it's mainstream news and it's happening. Meanwhile, they've kicked tens of millions of people, it's estimated 15 plus million, off of their 40-hour a week to below 30 because of Obamacare kicking in. And that's why you see an increase in, quote, new jobs. People are getting two jobs or three jobs. They claim the economy is growing at 0.1% with Cook numbers. It's the economy, stupid. But they want to divert us with race, and that's why Larry Elder is here to break this down, because he's a syndicated radio host, best-selling author, and has degrees in political science and also law, and he is one of the top-rated hosts in the major cities like Los Angeles on KABC and other stations, and it's always great to get him on the broadcast with us. You know, I forget the exact Martin Luther King quote. We'll try to pull it up, but He said that, you know, you judge people on the content of their character and their deeds. I don't care what color my crew members are, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, I don't care. It's what do they deliver. Are they fun to hang out with? They have a good attitude. I loathe the mindlessness about skin color. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. Martin Luther King. So there's the full quote. But you look at the Democratic Party, and I'm going to give him the floor on this. It's just a fact. It didn't really dawn on me the last 5 years because I don't like the Republicans either. Look at Boehner not killing Obamacare when he could. They make me very sick because they're part of the same establishment. But the Republicans were the ones that were the abolitionists. They were the ones in the Civil War, Abraham Lincoln. I'm not even romanticizing them. They weren't perfect. It was the Democrats that didn't want to end slavery. It was the Democrats that passed anti-gun laws against blacks. It was Robert Byrd that was a grand dragon. And LBJ wrote the letters. We've shown them here on air. We also stream video. You can look up LBJ letters on suppressing Negroes. And that's the term he uses. It brings it up. And it says, these people are getting uppity and taking over with the Republicans. We got to give them some welfare and take control of them. And they've done that. And I mean, this is a guy, N-word this, N-word that, blah, 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 in his letters. In letters when he was in the House of Representatives. Before he became vice president. And so what you've seen has done a great job. You kill 52% of the blacks, they never get born. Abortion. You give them a fake gangster culture. And the model of what they've done to black folks, as Tony Brown has said many times on this show, is for everybody. The illegitimacy, all of it, it is a nightmare. Then you take a dependent group, and then you play them off against others. It's a disaster. They're doing the same thing with Hispanics now. Because they want to discuss anything but this. And the real expert on this is, of course, the lawyer, best-selling author, Larry Elder, LarryElder.com. Thank you for spending time with us. I know you're a busy man. You've got the floor for the next 25 minutes. Break down what's happening.
Well, Alex, thank you very much for having me. I've just written a long piece about this on my blog, ElderStatement.com. Here's what's going on. Did I just sleep through 2008, or did we or did we not elect the first black president of the United States with more white votes than John Kerry got? Did I just sleep through this, or even though he's having the worst economic recovery we've ever had, even though he jammed a new entitlement program down our throats that remains unpopular, did he not get reelected? So when you look at race and racism in this country, I always tell my listeners, Alex, to understand the Elvis factor. Around 10% of the American people believe Elvis Presley is still alive. 8% believe, no kidding, if you send him a letter, he will get it. Fewer than 1 or 2% of Republicans, fewer than 1 or 2% of Democrats, Alex, say that they would refuse to vote for a qualified male or female who was black. Only a handful of idiots say, no matter who he or she is, I'll never in a million years vote for a black person. There are more people who believe Elvis is still alive than who refuse to vote for a black person for president. So please stop trolling for an individual who doesn't like a black person, a person who says something intemperate, somebody who says something that you deem to be racially insensitive, and therefore this is a referendum on race and racism in America, for crying out loud. We have a black person on the Supreme Court. We have the CEO of McDonald's is a black guy. We've had the CEO of Merrill Lynch, a black guy. American Express, I can go on and on. If black people were a separate country, Alex, we'd be the 15th or 16th wealthiest country in the world. A left-wing sociologist who works at Harvard named Orlando Patterson said, despite America's problems, black people are more prosperous, more educated than any black person in all of America, have more rights than all of countries in the world, including all of those in Africa. So let's stop the crap. The real problem facing America is a large number of families that are raising children without fathers. It is far and away the number one social problem in America. Back in 1965, Daniel Patrick Moynihan writes his book called The Negro Family, A Case for National Action. He's called a bigot. He's called a racist. I studied the book when I was a freshman in college, and most of these white kids were calling him a bigot. And I said, look, I'm raised in the inner city. I think he's onto something. I got called an Uncle Tom. To this day, that's what I'm called. Because for the last 50 years, what we've done is we've subsidized bad choices. We've enabled women to marry the government. We've allowed men to abandon their financial and moral responsibility. And this is not something that's just affecting the black community. It's affecting the brown community and the white community as well. And Obama said there's a direct relationship between not having a father and all sorts of social ills. He said, I didn't say this, a kid raised without a father is 5 times more likely to be poor, 9 times more likely to drop out of school, 20 times more likely to be in prison. So what are we talking about here? We're talking about Donald Sterling's mistress taping him and trying to catch him in this.
Well, it sounds like LBJ knew what he was doing. Pretty evil.
And LBJ, as you know, said, according to Ron Kessler, who wrote a book called Inside the White House, because of my support for the Civil Rights Act, because of my support for the war on poverty, I'll have these N-words voting for me for the next 200 years.
That's right.
And so here we have destabilized the black family, yet like lemmings, 95% or so of black people pulled that lever for the Democratic Party. Why? Because the Democratic Party has convinced them that the other side is racist and has somehow whitewashed, pardon the expression, the history of the Republican Party, which is a history of pro-civil rights, while the Democratic Party has been a history of repression and segregation. However, most kids are blooming, have no blooming idea of what's going on because of the way our kids are educated and indoctrinated by our media, by Hollywood, and by academia.
And then enters this potbelly nobody, who cares, Donald Sterling. Now we're all supposed to make this the number one issue in America when people everywhere are going bankrupt. I know you talk about that.
Right.
I read your column. Break that down.
And before that, we were talking about Clive and Bundy, somebody never heard of until two weeks ago. And before that, we were talking about Paul Ryan, who was talking about urban poverty and said it in such a way that he got called racist, but then he's apologizing for that. And so what they do is divert attention from this lousy economic recovery. This is the worst recovery by some standards we've ever had, and by any measure since the Second World War. We should be rocking and rolling at twice what we're doing right now. We're not. And rather than talk about that, it's far more convenient for the left, for Obama, for the White House to divert our attention into talking about nonsense like Donald Sterling and like Trayvon Martin. They're really good at that because they have no economic record. They can't talk about growth. Let's talk about global warming. Let's talk about climate change. Let's talk about income inequality. Let's talk about anything other than our failure to stimulate this economy for the last 6 years.
It's incredible. Let me ask you this question, then I want to get into all the stories you're working on right now. How long can the Democrats get away with this? I guess only as long as the Republican leadership keeps playing ball with them for status quo. But, I mean, it's everybody I know is so sick of the race card and how it's overplayed. And if you don't like Mexican food, you're racist now. And just everything is racism. You can't use the word bossy or you're anti-woman. They're just inventing this. And then we learn Al Sharpton's reportedly was a cocaine trafficker, informant for the FBI. I mean, it's just how long can this craziness go on?
Yeah, Alex, there's something wrong where a guy like Donald Sterling, who has admittedly a dicey record, but on whom the NBA has never had anything until this tape. There's something wrong when a guy like that loses his team. But a guy like Al Sharpton, who falsely accused a man of raping a black woman, who was right involved in the Crown Heights affair that some Jewish leaders called the most serious pogrom in the history of the American people, who once referred to Jews as diamond merchants, once refers to whites as interlopers, whose millions of dollars light in income taxes, state taxes, and failure to pay payroll taxes. There's something wrong when Donald Sterling loses his team, but Al Sharpton has an hourly show on MSNBC. There's something fundamentally wrong with America when that's going on. And your question, when are we going to have enough when this stuff stops working? As long as 95% of black people pull that lever for the Democratic Party and are oblivious to what's happening with our schools, with what's happening with respect to the integrity of our families, we're still going to have this because Democrats believe or understand that this is where their power is. The economist Tom Sowell says if Republicans were just able to get 20 to 30% of the black vote, the Democratic Party would be toast at the national level. They need that 95% monolithic black vote without which they can't win. They've not won the white vote since 1964. They rely on that overwhelming, lopsided black vote. They can only get that by maligning the other side, by calling the other side racist, by calling them sexist, by calling them homophobes. You're not just people with different points of view. You are evil, bad people. And the Democratic Party has been masterful in convincing the American people of that narrative.
Well, you know, the new talking point on MSNBC the last 2 years and on Fox Sports even is that the NRA is the new Klan and that gun ownership, Michael Moore says, is about racist whites. And it's so crazy because anybody who looks at the history books knows the NRA was founded at the end of the Civil War by abolitionists lobbying the federal government to arm blacks who were being murdered in the South by the Klan. I don't get how a group founded to fight the Klan is now blamed for being the Klan.
And don't forget, Democrats founded the Klan. So Democrats founded the Klan. Republicans founded the NRA in part to fight against the Klan. And here we are, black people blaming the NRA and accusing the NRA of racism while supporting the very party that opposed things like the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment, sometimes unanimously. It's insane. Furthermore, Obama ordered the CDC to study the extent to which Americans use guns to defend themselves, Alex. And the CDC came back with a report and said, at minimum, people use guns at least as often as guns are used to harm people. At minimum. They also cited a study by a guy named Gary Kleck, who's a criminologist at Florida. He said that Americans use guns every year 2.5 million times. Out of that number, 400,000 believe, but for the firearm, they would have been dead. Now, compare that to the 10 or 12,000 people who are killed every year by handguns. And handguns, the positives far outweigh the negatives. This is by the CDC's own study, which apparently nobody has read.
Well, that's what's incredible. The Justice Department's own numbers show a 52% drop in violent crime since 92, directly with the increase in gun ownership and concealed carry, but they don't publicize those numbers. Let me ask you this question. Everybody I know that's working class, but also people that own businesses, are having to lay people off or cut their pay for folks that don't want insurance or already had their own insurance. They're now getting kicked off. Obamacare cuts the hours of people so folks don't have to, you know, give them the so-called free coverage that costs so much money.
Right.
This is killing the economy. What's going to happen as folks lose their jobs or get their pay cut and know that Obamacare did it? How are we going to see 95% of black folks still voting for the Democrats?
Well, Alex, unfortunately, I've got a good friend named Tim Grossclose. He's a UCLA professor. He's got a new book coming out about bias. His last book was called Left Turns, and he says out of all of us, about 80 to 90% of us get our primary news source from a center-left news source, and that's CBS, ABC, NBC. Only a handful get their news source from places like Alex Jones, Washington Times, Fox News. And so no matter what happens, no matter how bad these numbers are, you're going to find somebody somewhere living in West Cupcake who didn't have health care before, but now because of Obamacare gets it. That'll be the story they put on CBS News. She'll be the story that personalized the whole thing. They won't care about numbers. They'll accuse us of being cold, heartless, and they'll just point to people like that as the success of Obamacare. You know how that works. And as long as we're outnumbered by our academia, outnumbered by Hollywood, and outnumbered by the media, it's going to be awfully difficult for us to get our story out. The fact that Obamacare remains unpopular shows you how bad it is because we've had to overcome all the positive stories by the array of left-wing people. The truth is hard to get out when you have a whole bunch of people who have a vested interest in not telling you the truth or don't care about the truth or are rooting for their guy in the White House, that being Obama.
Well, that's my point, is that I'm no fan of the Republican leadership, but the Democrats are a cult. They're taking over. They're trying to extinct the Republican Party right now. And, you know, we've got new polls out today. Business Insider has them. Pew Research showing one of the highest waves, bigger than 94, as big as Reagan, for Republicans to sweep. But if they don't then deliver real reform, what are people going to do? The Democrats are openly trying to extinct the Republican Party right now. The Republican Party, what do you expect to happen?
Well, because real reform, Alex, as you well know, means entitlement reform. That means touching Social Security. That means touching Medicare. That means touching Medicaid. And the politician that does that is the one that loses. Nancy Pelosi bragged recently that George W. Bush, after he's out of office, was really a lovely man. He gave us a gift. Her word, when for a while, you might remember, Bush ran around talking about privatizing Social Security, which, of course, is the proper thing to do, but once you say that, you're hammered. Old people vote. Old people don't want to hear about, well, we'll leave Social Security, we'll leave Medicare alone because they don't trust politicians. And so as long as old people are voting and as long as old people believe that the social safety net might be threatened if somebody comes along and promises to reform it, we're still going to have these problems. The American people talk out of both sides of their mouth, Alex. They talk the talk of limited government, but they walk the walk of more government. Once you tell them, I'll touch Social Security, oh, no, don't do that. Well, how about Medicare? Don't do that. How about Medicaid? Don't do that. How about education? Don't do that. How about environmental? Don't do that. You go down the line, and Americans after American after American doesn't want this particular special interest touched or that one. Bottom line is, Americans say they want limited government, but they vote the opposite way.
And now we've got $18 trillion in debt, count the entitlements,
right.
It's $50
trillion. The only way to deal with that is a balanced budget amendment with a specific percentage of our budget plus inflation and population growth, and until and unless that's done, it doesn't matter. You can balance the budget by raising taxes. You'll have a balanced budget, but the government will still be too darn big.
Sure. Well, I mean, I remember being on the air 18 years ago, and you know, they said in 15, 20 years, it'll all go bankrupt. We're now here, and they're just devaluing the currency. They're devaluing the quality of the health care. The old people are getting death panels set up.
Right.
This system coming down is going to ruin everything. But like you said, no one wants to reform anything.
And when Romney could have had a discussion about this, when he got popped for saying 47% of Americans don't pay a dime in federal income taxes, which is true, we could have had a discussion about that. Is that a good thing or is that a bad thing to have the majority of people eventually being able to go to the polls and vote themselves a raise at somebody else's expense?
Yeah, he should have owned it. He should have owned it.
He should have owned it. He ran from it.
He should have owned it and said, yeah, is it moral to have more people on the dole or not working than work? Is it moral? What happens at the end of this? The country collapses like every other socialist system.
Absolutely. Is it moral what we've done to the family in this country? Is it moral what we've done to the black family in this country? Is it moral what we've done to the integrity of growth in this country? He could have had that discussion. He ran from it.
Larry Elder, always a fireball of intelligence and oratory skills, LarryElder.com. We're going to come right back in a final segment. I want to ask you, can we impeach Obama and intimidate government into not being criminal? Because if he sails off into the sunset, the bureaucracy acts as a dictatorship now, and energy, you name it. We're talking about executive orders on guns. What do we do? How do we stop Obama? Is it possible? We'll get his take on that straight ahead with Larry Elder. I'm Alex Jones.
Warnings of an American collapse hit us nearly every day. Gear up while you still can with Infidel Body Armor. Don't spend between $500 and $600. Infidel is available for just $374.99 with free shipping within the U.S. Made in America and legal in all 50 states. Resist tyranny with Infidel Body Armor. Buy yours today at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research. It makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the
radio. Alex Jones here, back live. Thank you for joining us. We've got Larry Elder as our guest for one more segment. All right, Larry, I don't romanticize past administrations. There's been a long train of corruption, and both parties get get sold out to special interests. But it's fair to say the Democrats really are playing dirty domestically and are trying to extinct the Republicans. And I want a three-party system, you know, much less a one-party. And I think that message has got to be telegraphed to Boehner and the rest of them, and I know it is, that, listen, you may want to sell out and play golf with Obama and people. This isn't a game. We got Carney saying Benghazi memos aren't about Benghazi. We've got Fast and Furious. We've got all this corruption. We've got Obama saying our military's under NATO command. He doesn't need Congress. Shutting down power plants. Everything they can to shut this country off and make us dependent. It's clear. It's a criminal conscious takeover. I don't know if you agree with me on that. I want to get your brief take on that and ask you, what do we do? Because Obama's legacy may be destroyed as him as a figurehead. It doesn't matter. Mission complete. Bureaucrats in place. Precedent set for tyranny. What do we do? What do you think we should do? And do you agree it's a conscious, evil plan?
The word takeover implies that the people from the top are brutally imposing their will on the people from the bottom. Unfortunately, they're doing it with the complicity of the people from the bottom. These are people that put Obama in office. The least vetted president I have ever seen didn't care about Reverend Jeremiah Wright, didn't care about Valerie Jarrett being a slumlord in Chicago, didn't care about being on that board with Bill
Ayers. So it's a payoff. It's a payoff.
Well, they just didn't care. And the American people have been brainwashed by what I call the axis of indoctrination. That's Hollywood, academia, and media into believing that the rich get richer at the expense of the poor, the big exploit the small. Rich people don't pay any taxes. They're out to get you. And so a lot of people have grown up with a sense of entitlement, Alex, and that's what's going on here. And until their attitude is broken, I'm not sure we're going to get anywhere. Jimmy Carter years ago had a title of a book called Why Not the Best. I mentioned how lousy this economic recovery is. I would submit to you, however, Alex, that most people in the country think this recovery is gone, you know, kind of okay. After all, George W. Bush, in their view, mangled the economy. And so there are structural reasons why things can't be better. Out of Obama's control, because after all, he's doing the best that he can. Those dastardly Republicans are shackling him. If those Republicans weren't so mean to him, things would be a lot better. That's a narrative that a lot of people in this country, Alex, buy. And until that narrative is snapped, I'm not sure we get out of this.
You know, there's some truth to the rich not paying taxes. George Soros, people like Warren Buffett are the biggest recipients of bailout money, and then they lobby to raise taxes on corporations and businesses that aren't part of the inside club.
Well, that's true, but I'm just talking about the top 1%.
No, I know in general. I know in general.
They pay 39% of all the federal income taxes. So it's not true the top 1% are not paying, quote, their fair share while just earning 15%.
Oh, no, I totally agree with you. I'm just saying it's the Democrat billionaires are the ones that actually get the corporate welfare. They're all a bunch of welfare queens.
That the average Democratic household has more money than the average Republican household. But when you look at giving and adjust it for household income, Republicans give more money than Democrats do. They give more time. They give more blood. And it's fascinating that the Democratic Party is perceived to be the party of empathy and generosity when, in fact, it's a Republican Party. If you look at their lending patterns,
no, it's true.
They're far more generous.
It's true. Well, they've done a study. Environmentalists are six times more likely to steal. Let me just, we got 60 seconds left. What do you think ends up happening to Obama?
I think Obama leaves office, a reputation reasonably intact, because the same left-wing people that elected him are going to be the ones writing the history books. What really will happen is the country will underperform, will get weaker and weaker, our economy will get weaker and weaker, we're going to spend less and less on national security and more on things like social programs, the way the European welfare states have done.
So total social engineering, and we're going to be living in a London dungeon.
Unless people wake up, and I hope they do.
Larry Elder of the website, elderstatement.com. People can read your great articles there. Thanks for the time.
Appreciate it, Alex.
Have a great week. We'll be right back with the third hour. Stay with us. A lot of news coming up.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
A few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies. World worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in teeth and coffee, it's in waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
We just...